welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 69.3, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to single digit 3. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. It just means that high frequency propagation on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distance multi-hop paths will continue to be unreliable. The longer term outlook, of course, is that low sunspot activity will continue in the months ahead. We're currently at the closing phase of sunspot cycle number 24, but cycle 25 is not expected to begin until around 12 months from now. So in the meantime, propagation on high frequencies on darkness circuits around the world will not be very satisfactory. Now, some information concerning monitoring made here in Melbourne recently. This is a summary of notable frequency occupancies across the time span 0430 to 0500. That's mid-afternoon here in Melbourne. The dominant propagation mode was long path, excepting short path from the Americas. We begin with the 49-metre band. 6155, Germany. Adventist World Radio from Nauen in French. 6165, Cuba, Radio Havana, Cuba in English. 6180, Romania, Radio Romania International in Spanish. 7270, Botswana, The Voice of America in African languages. 7325, Radio Romania International again in Romanian, and 7325, Sao Tome, the Voice of America, with programming in African languages, frequency conflict with Romania on the same frequency. 7340, France, I Radio, from Issedon in France, broadcasting in Sudanese. 7375, Botswana, The Voice of America, with its morning programs in English. 7410, Iran, in Arabic. 7505, the USA, WRNO, at New Orleans, in Chinese. I'm not sure the reason for the programming in Chinese from North American domestic shortwave station, but nevertheless, that's the schedule, and that's what we hear. And perhaps it's for Chinese, the big Chinese population in the US. Now the 31 metre band, Germany, Radio Fardar from the Lampathon relay station in Persian. 9490, Japan, NHK, from Yamata in Japanese, very strong signals. 9525, The Voice of Welt, that's W-E-L-T, in France, broadcasting from the Issedon relay station in Kurdish. That's a semi-political broadcaster. 9570, China Radio International from Sirik, broadcasting in Arabic from the relay station there in Albania. 9860, the Vatican, NHK, using the relay facility of the Vatican Radio at Santa Maria di Galleria, English, signing on at 0500. 25 metre band now, 11560. All India Radio in Persian. 11650. Madagascar. Radio Dabanga, broadcasting from the Talata relay station in Sudanese. 11810. China. China National Radio Network 8, that's domestic network for, in Mongolian, for the Chinese, for minority language listeners. 11825, another station from Madagascar. KNLS, the New Life station, English. 11885, China, the People's Broadcasting Station at Urumqi in Uyghur. And 11895, Kuwait, Radio Free Asia in Chinese. And 11905, China, another domestic service network station, this time China National Radio Network 6 in Amoy. Reminder that there's Network 1 and Network 2 from Beijing at other times. 11980, the voice of Turkey, extremely strong signals in Turkish. 11995, Madagascar, the BBC from the Talata relay station in Somali. 12095, the BBC from the Oman relay station in English, and right up at the top end of the 25 meter band, 12130, Thailand, Radio Marshall, broadcasting from the Udon relay station with programming in Pashto. Well, that was a summary of notable frequency occupancies heard here in, or researched here in Melbourne in the time span 0430 to 0500. That's mid-afternoon here in Victoria. The dominant propagation mode was long path, excepting short path from the Americas. And as we move into, or closer to our winter months, that type of reception will become quite commonplace here in southeastern Australia. Some information now from our friends in the Bulgarian area at Sofia, from their newsletter, the monitoring newsletter known as SWLDX Bulgaria. And this information may be of interest, of their reception notes of various stations that they've heard recently. The voice of Greece using 9420, heard on 9420 between 0650 and 0710 in Greek to Western Europe. Transmitter is at Avlis with 150 kilowatts and the antenna 323 degrees. We mentioned a moment ago about reception here in Melbourne of the station known as iRadio. According to the Bulgarian news, the station closes down on May 1 on shortwave. And the current schedule appears to be 0400 to 0500 on 7340 by the Santa Maria de Galleria relay station to East Africa with 250 kilowatts. Antenna 150 degrees and 1600 to 1700 on 15410 to East Africa from Issoudun in France with 250 kilowatts and 139 degrees. So it looks like iRadio closes on shortwave by the Madagascar relay station. Station in Russia on 6000, 6000. Adjigayan Radio, domestic station near Moscow, 1800 to 1830 in various languages including Arabic and Turkish on Mondays, and 1830 to 1900 in Adjigayan, I think it is, on Mondays to Central Asia, 100 kilowatts and 188 degrees antenna. Say at home, the Deutsche Welle relay station, Deutsche Welle via the relay station in Say at home, operating on 9830, 0630 to 0700 to West Africa in Hausa, transmitter 100 kilowatts and non-directional antenna. and the BBC broadcasting from an undisclosed location on 15420 between 1400 and 1415, broadcasting in Somali to East Africa, and also on 6180 1800 to 1830 in Somali to East Africa. That's 50 kilowatts and 195 degrees. And KBS, that's Korean Broadcasting System World Radio, via the relay station at Wolverton in England, broadcasting on 6145 between 1900 and 2000 in French to Western Europe, 300 kilowatts and 10172 degrees. And also on 6145, but from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE, 2000 to 2100 to Northeast Africa in Arabic, 250 kilowatts there and 290 degrees antenna. And KBS World Radio via the Wolverton station, noted in Bulgaria, on 9860 between 0700 and 0800 to Western Europe in Korean, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 102 degrees. And the frequency change of the BBC using the Dabaya relay station, 0100 to 0130, new frequency is 9890, replacing 9410 to Southern Asia in Hindi with 250 kilowatts and 08 degrees antenna. And also between 2000 and 2100 on 5910 to Central and East Africa in Arabic, replacing 6090, 250 kilowatts again, and the antenna 255 degrees. Well, there were some notes from the Radio Bulgaria monitoring newsletter, SWLDX.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.